Thank you very much, Alia, and I wish the same for all of us too. Thanks a lot. And I can tell you that water allocation will also get an issue for Germany too in the coming years if we continue to have such dry summers, which we have, especially also with regard to the transboundary context, especially our downstream colleagues from the Netherlands. So we will have a very close and very interested look on the outcomes and especially on the input from Kazakhstan. Thank you very much. So now I want to come to the decisions, if possible. Okay. So the working group invited countries and organizations to provide comments to the Secretariat on the draft annotated outline of the handbook by 15 October 2020. And this is a real appeal. The more input they get, the better is the handbook. The working group encouraged interested countries and partners to use regional discussions on water allocation to inform the development of the handbook, raise awareness among water practitioners, and promote its usage in the lead-up to its adoption at the 9th session of the meeting of the parties to the Water Convention. The working group entrusted the Secretariat, the drafting team, and the expert group on transboundary water allocation handbook in cooperation with the lead party to finalize the draft handbook for review by the 16th meeting of the working group, taking into account comments received, and I hope a lot of comments. And the working group welcomed the progress made by the International Water Assessment Center and its contribution to the global handbook process through the regional Central Asia water allocation projects. Thanks a lot for this interesting topic, and I come to the next item on the agenda, that is item 11. You know, we changed the order of the agenda due to the technical constraints. So the next item is item 11, reporting on sustainable development goal indicator 652 under the convention. And this is also, of course, a program area of our current work program. And I would like to remind you that in February 2020, all parties to the Water Convention were requested by UNEC to report for the second time under the Water Convention. And all countries sharing transboundary waters were requested by UNEC and UNESCO, the two custodian agencies for this SDG indicator, to submit their second report on this indicator by 30th June 2020. I tell you, Germany did it because I did it myself, and I filled in 13 templates for all my bilateral commissions and international commissions, and we had a lot of exchange with inside the basins with other countries, and it was again a very interesting but also, I must say, time-consuming exercise. So I want to invite Alice Aureli from UNESCO and Sarah Tiefenauer-Linardon from UNECE, so representatives of both co-custodians, to inform us about the state of play. I'm not sure who is speaking first. Alice, you have the floor.